This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at ziptv.co.uk. The date is Tuesday, 25th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Let's move on to the Nicole. Couple of slides here. Low yields and fears reflects weak growth. The Bank of England's chief economist said yesterday that low gilt yields showed a remarkable pattern. It may be telling us that the rates in future may be materially lower than they've been in the past because growth is soggier than it's been in the past. No mention of the zero interest rate policy since the financial crisis in 08-09. No mention that inflation globally is low and getting lower, though he did point out the risk aversion might act as a headwind to growth. You've been saying that for
yes, I'm not actually quite sure what he is saying there, but my only concern is just that if rates go lower than 0.5%, which they are now, they pass them on to the consumer rather than just give the banks the benefit of that.
And the second piece of that, also yes, the yield on the 10-year benchmark Spanish and Italian government bonds hit new record lows at 1.98% and 2.17% respectively. German bunds are almost at record low yield, just 77 basis points, not far behind Swiss and Japanese 10-year, which trade around 50 basis points. Incredible.
I think it's incredible and it's mad as well. But obviously you can't argue with these policies in this situation, can you?
Okay.